Members of the media gathered at the school's main lobby area, taking in that new school smell. Assistant Principal Marietta McCaskill led the walkthrough.
So we're going to go ahead and start our tour. Right now we're in the admin suite, and as you could see when you walked in, you had to be buzzed in.
The school is 205,000 square feet under one roof and cost $45 million, funded by the local option sales tax. Eventual student capacity will be around 1,200. The first stop on the tour, a state-of-the-art gymnasium for the Beulah Bears.
In our gym, we are the first middle school to have ceiling fans. We also probably have the best-sounding gym of any school in the district. They've done an excellent job with the sound system.
The school will have the same sports as do the other middle schools in the district: basketball, volleyball, track and field, and swimming. They'll also offer archery and a running club. The land, an abandoned airfield, was purchased by the district in 2015 for $2 million. Speaking at that time, Superintendent Malcolm Thomas said the school would be part of the district's answer to the booming population growth in that part of Escambia County.
A lot of that growth obviously is being created by Navy Federal's expansion. All of the homes that are now coming online, we know that means more student population.
Fast forward back to Wednesday and the Beulah Middle School tour by Assistant Principal Marietta McCaskill. Next stop, a classroom area that's divided between rooms for instruction and labs.
The good thing is that some kids could be working in there, some could be working in here, and the teacher can see them through both sides. In this school, there are bathrooms in every classroom. We have a hallway that connects you to your suite mate.
The 6th through 8th graders will also be able to practice their robotic skills in a high-tech classroom with instructor Kenneth Atkinson.
We're going to have 7 3D printers. The kids fabricate everything, the wheels, the tires, the heads, the arms. And we compete in the best robotics at UWF and high schools and other schools. And then we also do the sea perch underwater robots.
Oh my goodness, all the boxes.
From there, the walkthrough included music rooms and stages, cafeteria, the Innovation Center, and, after wading through some unopened boxes, the personal development room. Teacher Molly Martin says this course is mandatory for 7th graders, combining home economics, health, and life skills.
We cover everything from manners to family to tobacco, drugs, and alcohol, human sexuality, how to set a table, food and nutrition. It prepares them for job careers, how to do interviews, and we even learn how to design a house.
Martin also runs Beulah Middle's Capturing Kids' Hearts program.
It begins by really getting to know the kids, getting to know what they need, meeting their needs on a personal level. We make social contracts rather than rules. So as a class, we sit down and we come up with the way we want to treat each other and the way we'll handle conflict.
Between the start of construction at Beulah Middle School in 2016 until now, there have been a number of school shootings across the United States. But Assistant Principal Marietta McCaskill says there were no changes in the school's design or construction because of them.
No, absolutely not. You could tell when you could pull up, you cannot get close to this building. It's impossible to get a car or a truck close to the building itself. It was purposely designed that way.
Meanwhile, work is ongoing at Beulah Elementary School on Kingsfield Road. Construction there began after the middle school project, but it's also scheduled to be open for classes in August. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.